The Syrian television broadcast a documentary on bombings planned and carried out by Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Nusra Front in Damascus. The documentary revealed that the terrorist bombings which targeted Al-Qazzaz area on March 8 were carried out by terrorists from this group. The two trucks that were exploded were driven by a Jordanian and a Palestinian terrorist. The documentary included a confession from Muhammad Amin Ali Abdullah, a member of Al-Nusra Front, a medical student from Deir ez-Zor. Abdullah explained the details of his recruitment in the organization by Yusuf Al-Hajr and his participation in preparing the two cars that exploded in Al-Qazzaz area.
I met Yusuf, who introduced me to the front and their work when I was in medical school. He convinced me that what they do is based on religious beliefs. When the unrest started in the country, he asked me to start going to mosques and push people to protest with us against the government. And so I used to do.
The documentary showed that the four booby-trapped cars which targeted Al-Jamarik, Kafar Susi, Al-Qassa, and the Criminal Security Department in Al-Jamarik were all prepared by Al-Nusra Front.
Al-Nusra Front is part of Al-Qaeda. At first, our target was to gather as much as we can people that support the front without knowing that it is affiliated with Al-Qaeda.
The documentary also showed the security cameras in Al-Qassa area that show the car that was bombed seconds before its bombing. And Marwan, one of the members in Al-Nusra Front that used to supervise the operation in the same area, making sure that the bombing happens as planned.
Afterwards, Yusuf urged me to take a role in the armed activity in the front. This is when I start meeting Iraqi men that came to Syria to join the group. It was obvious that they had experience in explosives, and I knew then that they were affiliated with Al-Qaeda.
The bombers are usually prepared by Marwan, an Iraqi member of the Nusra Front that supervised every explosion in Damascus since the unrest started. This is not the first time the state media proves the involvement of foreign elements in bomb attacks. The truth behind these attacks in Syria continues to be unveiled, with more confessions by members of armed groups aired on TV. Rahshan Saglam, Press TV, Damascus.